AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. In Iran, more than 10,000 people have been detained and over 500 killed during the country's protests that began 2 weeks ago. That's according to the U.S.-based Human Rights Activists News Agency. The death toll includes both demonstrators and security forces. People have taken to the streets to protest the country's weakening economy. Meanwhile, Iranian state television today showed images of pro-government demonstrators in Tehran following a broadcast of statements all morning from Iranian government, security, and religious leaders urging people to attend the demonstration. In Los Angeles, an incident was reported at a protest in support of the Iranian people.
Protesters tried to attack a driver after a truck sped through an Iran demonstration in Los Angeles. Los Angeles police responded after somebody drove a U-Haul box truck down a street crowded with marchers demonstrating in support of the Iranian people. Protesters scrambled out of the way and then tried to attack the driver. The truck was stopped blocks away and surrounded by police cars. ABC 7 helicopter footage showed officers keeping the crowd at bay as demonstrators swarmed the truck, throwing punches at the driver. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass.
There are protests happening on a variety of different issues, and we want to make sure that Angelenos use their First Amendment right, exercise your First Amendment right, but always exercise your First Amendment right peacefully.
The police department said one man was detained and that no one was seriously injured. Los Angeles is home to the largest Iranian community outside of Iran. Audio courtesy of ABC 7 Los Angeles. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A suspicious object prompted a detour for President Trump's motorcade as he was headed to Palm Beach International Airport in Florida yesterday. The White House did not describe the object, which was discovered during security sweeps ahead of his arrival. This is AP News. The man known for taking Speaker Nancy Pelosi's podium during the Capitol riot is running for office.
Adam Johnson, known for grabbing Nancy Pelosi's podium during the Capitol riot, is running for a county office in Florida. Johnson filed to run as a Republican for the Manatee County Commission on the fifth anniversary of the January 6th riot and says that the timing was intentional to generate buzz. He pleaded not guilty to entering a restricted building during the riot and served 75 days in prison. Johnson is not the only person implicated in the events of that day to run for office. At least three ran unsuccessfully for Congress in 2024 as Republicans. Now, however, there are signs that the Republican Party is welcoming back more people who were convicted of January 6th offenses after President Donald Trump pardoned them. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Switching between different tools to finish a project can feel stressful and disjointed, especially while juggling tight deadlines in a fast-paced work environment. Now, there's a better way. Grammarly built a writing surface that's a game changer for professionals. It helps move your ideas forward and sharpen your words for better results, all in one place. With Grammarly's AI agents, you get writing support at every step to bring polish and impact to your emails, reports, and proposals without the tab overload. Email sounds robotic, phrasing feels off, writing for a high-stakes client. Grammarly's got you covered. You can even ask Grammarly's AI chat to help brainstorm brilliant proposals, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or even shape a winning sales strategy, all right from your doc. 93% of professionals say that Grammarly helps them get more done. And now, it's your turn. Sign up for free and get stronger results. Faster work, smarter sentences, clearer finishes. Visit Grammarly.com to get started. That's Grammarly.com.